Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Got an interesting show for you today. I like the word interesting. Interesting is always, well, it's just interesting. It's not fascinating. It's not riveting. So you know what? There's something about interesting that you go, I want to know a little bit more. I'm interested. Let me dig into that. So today's show, I want to talk about relationships. Wow, that's a interesting one. I never talk about relationships on this show. Are you in a relationship where you find yourself having to prove your value? Are you currently in a relationship where you find yourself having to prove your value on a constant basis? Trying to prove your value, trying to prove like who you are and what you're doing, trying to prove your truth, proving your innocence. Perhaps you found yourself in a relationship where you're constantly trying to prove that you're not lying. Maybe you find yourself in this relationship where you're trying to prove that the other person's wrong because they're constantly telling you that you're wrong, that you're lying, that you're not innocent, that you're not truthful, that you don't care. So how do we know? Because I know a lot of you say, well, you know what, Ashley, how do I know that I'm in this relationship? Because it can be hard, because many of us would really realize that we're using a lot of what I would consider defense mechanisms to probably offset, ignore, lie to ourselves that we're in something like this, because it's so hard to figure out how do we deal with it, how do we overcome it. And so today's show, I'm not only going to talk about the problems, I'm not going to only talk about how to know if you're in this type of relationship, I'm going to talk about the feelings that you feel when you're in this type of relationship. I'm going to talk about the cycle of this type of relationship. And then I'm going to talk about what's the point of being in these types of relationships, because I think this is all very important information, and it's fun, and it's powerful, and it really helps us to understand our life situation, right? Okay. All good stuff. And I just think if we kind of go through some of this today, maybe this might shine light on your life. Maybe this might shine light into a life, a friend of yours' life. Maybe this might shine light into a situation that you're dealing with. Maybe this might shine light into something you didn't even think about, a friendship. It doesn't have to be a romantic relationship. This could be a friendship that you haven't realized, a friendship that has been challenging to you, a relationship that's been overwhelming to you. This might even be a family member that you're dealing with. It doesn't have to be a romantic relationship. We're not always talking about marriage or romantic relationships. When we talk about relationships, most of this applies to every single relationship you could possibly have. So how do we know that we're in this type of relationship? How do we honestly know? Well, the first thing is that we have a tendency of having arguments, right? We have a tendency of having arguments. There's a lot of arguments. The argumentation, though, which is interesting, the arguments don't ever get solved. They don't ever get solved. And that's always an interesting thing, because they don't ever get solved. I mean, it's like if you have arguments, that's one thing, but if they're never solved, that's a totally different bag, right? So it's like we constantly have these arguments. These arguments are circular in nature. They're the same arguments over and over again. Okay? Same arguments over and over again. There's nothing new to this. And these arguments tend to come up constantly. And each and every time their argument happens, there's no clarity, no change. It's like you bring up something, the argument spurs into this argument, then it's no longer about the argument itself, it's about how you said it, or how you worded it, or it wasn't what you said, it's how you meant it. And it goes into this circular argument where somehow or not, even though there's a real issue, and the other person is involved in this real issue, you're the one to blame. So you get blamed each and every time. And this gets really frustrating, right, after a while, because each time you get blamed and you start over again and you're trying to solve something, but each time in trying to solve it, you get blamed each and every time. And when you try to bring it up again about a situation, you get shot down. You know, you basically get blamed for whatever is going on. And the situation doesn't get solved. The problem doesn't get solved. And on top of that, the other person doesn't ever apologize. There's no apologies. And there's a tendency of you apologizing to the other person to just get the conversation going again, or to get over the silent treatment, or at least have some sort of, like, calmness in the dynamic. And I've seen this happen a lot of times with folks. You know, when I'm working with clients, they'll say, you know, this happened, and I tried to talk to her in a calm manner, and then she spun out of control, you know, and the next thing you know, she's yelling and screaming and saying how horrible I am, and I find myself trying to apologize just to get her to calm down, vice versa. It doesn't have to be a female. It could be a male. It's just, you know, it's not about that. And I've seen it on both sides. And the other person will, you know, fly off the handle, spin out of control, start saying some nasty things, and then there is no apologies. And it's interesting because it's almost like two people are arguing two different things, right? It's almost like two people are arguing something, and neither one can see the other person's conversation. Neither one can understand what the other person is coming from. And it's interesting, too, so if it's somebody that's not somebody that you're living with, it's interesting how you can go through this process and maybe you might say something like, hey, you never listen, you're a total narcissist, you never listen, or hey, this always goes this way, you don't take responsibility for your actions, and you stop contact for a couple of days, and all of a sudden they come back around, right? They come back around as if everything's fine, and they never bring up what happened 2 days ago. They never apologize, they never bring it up, it's as if it never happened. But see, that would be okay if it was one or two times. But what happens when it happens all the time? What happens when this type of behavior, these type of cycle patterns happen all the time? How do you deal with that? Nothing gets resolved. There's an argument. You get told how bad you are. You try to defend yourself. The person comes back 2 days later acting as if nothing happened. Nothing's been resolved. There has been no apology. So where are we at? Well, I mean, think about it. Where are you at? Where would you be at? I mean, resentment? Anger? What about sadness? Depression? Feeling used? And I found that a lot of folks in these relationships, you know, the problematic situation is we're in this pattern. And we don't know how to get out of it. And it's not just one person in the pattern. It's both people playing this game. It's both people in these patterns going through it, doing what they're doing, right? It's both people. And that's what I find is very interesting. And, you know, it's interesting because it's both people in a program, in their own programming, coming together, entering into a relationship, doubling the programming, interacting based on their programming, right? And so that's where the issue is. So when we have these feelings of resentment and anger and sadness and depression and feeling used, it's because what? The other person doesn't see our value. The other person doesn't understand what we're giving to the relationship. It seems as if the other person doesn't realize who we are. And it's interesting how we will fight and fight and fight to try to prove that to that other person. We'll go to any extreme to try to make that a reality. We'll go to any extreme to try to prove that reality. And I've found that in these relationships, a lot of us are overlooking the cycles, the patterns in the relationship. And a lot of us are overlooking it for multiple reasons. Do we see it? Some of us might not see it because we've been around it so much, long, we don't see it. Some of us might not see it because we've dealt with a parent dynamic who had the same type of situation and we just married into it again. Some of us don't see it because we had it in the family dynamic and that was how it was, and then we're surrounded by it. then we turn around and we marry it. Maybe our best friend, or a person we consider our best friend, is, we deal with the same situation. So we might be saddled with this across the board. Many of us might even deal with a boss. It's the same situation. There's lots of different levels to this. It's interesting. When we are dealing with patterns in our life and programming, a lot of times we don't realize that it's all around. So the cycles of the relationships are very interesting. One of the things is that there's a lot of ups and there's a lot of downs. You know, and it's interesting. People ask me, they say, you know, hey, a lot of clients, a lot of folks who aren't clients that are listening to the show or on social media say, you know, Ashley, tell me, I mean, what's a relationship supposed to be like? I mean, really, they've been through so much traumatic relationships. I'm like, a relationship is not supposed to be hard. It's not going to be easy. It's not like it's going to be like a walk in the park. But a relationship, a healthy relationship, is not going to be hard. I think many of us are in these hard relationships that take so much work and so much mind share. And they break us down so much. It's really hard because we have all these other things going on in our life. Right? We have all these other things going on in our life. And it's hard to keep steady when we're having to dedicate this much mind share to trying to figure out what's going on in the relationship, what's happening next, what do we have to deal with, how are we going to get over this, how is this going to work? Very frustrating. Very frustrating. And I find that, too, a lot of us don't realize that, you know, a healthy relationship is not going to be perfect. There's going to be some ups and downs, but not every day, not every other day, not every other week. A lot of us are in these cycle patterns, and I want you to start looking at it. If this concept has already started to pique your interest, if this subject matter is already starting to pique your interest, I need you to start analyzing the cycle patterns of your relationships, not just one. Start looking at them. Start analyzing them. Start getting a little more aware. It's like I realize that some of us, especially when it's not, when it's a friendship, we might be in denial of what's really happening, especially if we've known that person for a really long time, right? So if we've known someone for a really long time, we might be in denial of what's really happening in the relationship. Now, I've had situations where people have talked to me about things and it has literally blindsided me. I had no idea what was going on. Now, did I have no idea? Or was it the fact that for some reason I had decided to put the blanket over my head and I didn't really want to see it. I just wanted to go through the fact and just not really see the truth because I didn't want to see that truth. And so some of us might be taking the blanket off of our head. Some of us might be taking the blindfold off, washing our face, putting those eye drops in today, these truth drops, we might say, the drops of truth to start analyzing our relationships around us. Sometimes it's not always the prettiest thing to look at, but you know what? This will give us peace of mind. And I'm here to help you live a long and prosperous life. I'm here to help you do that. I'm here to help you eliminate stress and anxiety. And I'm here to help you understand better how to get that, how to preserve that, and how to live by that. Because the last thing we need in our life is a lot of anger, resentment, people that question our reality, people that question our value. And we have to really analyze that. And when we're around a lot of people like that, well, you know, we probably have we probably get worried a lot. We probably have a lot of stress. We probably have anxiety. And we probably question ourselves. So stay tuned. We got a lot more coming up. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Well, you know, I'll be back this time in two shakes.
I hope you've enjoyed my history and lore tales here on Ashley's True Life Show. I know that there are many more amazing stories in your own family that we can discover in your tree. Hi, I'm Dan from Dancestors Genealogy. We take the hard part of discovering your family's passed away from you by doing all of the research. You and your family end up with a beautifully bound heirloom book to view and enjoy. As a longtime genealogist, my staff and I know precisely where to look. We know what to look for and to preserve your story. So consultations with me are always free. Create your family heirloom book for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or next Christmas by talking with me, Dan, at Dancestors Genealogy. So please reach out today by going to our website, www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's DancestorsGenealogy.com, and fill out a contact request, and we'll get right back to you.
Why do you think bank presidents and jewelry store owners trust ADT to protect their homes and businesses? Because they feel safe, and you can too. How would you like to monitor your home from fire, floods, and yes, robberies, without even being there right from your smartphone? That is peace of mind. You may even save money on your homeowner's insurance just by having an ADT system installed. And there's even a money-back guarantee. How about that? We guarantee 100% satisfaction. You have nothing to risk. Why do you think people who have so much to protect trust ADT? Because it works. Call right now for a free quote. We'll even give you a free gift for calling. So pick up your phone and call Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider, now.
800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. That's 800-818-0191.
Hey, traveler. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Are you in a relationship where you find yourself proving your value? Are you trying to prove your innocence? Are you trying to prove that you are not lying, that you are truthful, that you are a good person? Ugh. The pain and agony of trying to prove your value to someone who doesn't see it. And it's always an interesting concept because we feel that if we just keep doing this, if I just keep loving them, if I just keep taking care of them, if I keep doing all these things for them, they're going to see it. They're going to come around and all the dysfunction in their past is going to melt away and they're going to realize that I truly am this king or queen and everything's going to change. And I know that some of you go, yeah, that's where I was at one point, but you know what? I've been holding on. Thank God I wasn't holding my breath. Yeah, I'm glad you weren't holding your breath either. It would be a bad situation. Because what's interesting is that we do that, but it's a perfect storm for our programming. It's a perfect storm. This person's been through pain and sadness in their life. And we want to be the caretaker and the caregiver, so we give and give and give till it hurts. I remember I was watching something, and I can't remember what it was. It was when I was a little kid. It was a movie, and if I knew the name of the movie, I'll have to research this. But I remember that it was like an evangelist, and it was like, give, give till it hurts, because only God knows how much money you make. I was a little kid. I was like, that's just so wrong. Not that all evangelists are bad. I'm not saying that. Let's not go there. But I just thought that was pretty funny. I was like, wow, that's pretty bad. I think I was 8 years old, and I was like, what does this mean? But, you know, the thing is that we give till it hurts. And you know why it hurts so bad? It's because people don't see the value. It wouldn't hurt bad if somebody realized what you were doing and goes, you know, hey, thanks. I really appreciate you helping me out. Or, hey, thanks for putting me first. Or, thanks for doing this for me. You'd be like, wow, cool, great. And see, the problem is that in these relationships, occasionally you get little crumbs like that, right? So let's get into the real deal. It's not all bad. Because if it was all bad, over time you'd be like, this just sucks. I'm out of here. I mean, if the food's... You're not going to keep going to the restaurant if you get sick every single time on food poisoning. No, the problem with that is that the one time, you know, there's glimpses, right? You go to that restaurant, and 4 out of 5 times you get sick, but that one time it's the best food you've ever had. And you're like, man, this is like a Michelin star restaurant. And then the next time you get sick, it's kind of the same deal. It really is. So what is it? What do we call that? Breadcrumbing. What do we call that? Breadcrumbing, right? We get these little crumbs. We go, oh, my gosh, he loves me. He loves me. Because for one moment in lucidity, you are the best person in the world. You are the most amazing husband. You are the most amazing wife. You are the best friend I've ever had. You are my best friend. You are the only one that I can trust. For obvious reasons. You know, but then in the next day, they're questioning you. They're questioning your validity. They're questioning why you did what you did. I thought I was your best friend. Or I thought I was the best person in the world. Or I thought I was the best woman in your life. Or I was the best man in your life, right? Come on. See, but these are the things that keep us going, right? Because we see these glimpses and we go, oh my gosh, they see my value. But do they? But do they? And see, the cycle pattern of the relationship, the ups and downs, the arguments do not get resolved. The other person doesn't see our side. The other person questions our allegiance to them. Questions our allegiance for real. And that's the biggest challenge, right, is when they question our allegiance, because it makes you feel sad. Because it's like, well, can you not see who I am? Can you not see my value? Can you not see that I'm trying to show you and prove to you how much I care? And it's like you're trying to prove that allegiance, and no matter what you do, it doesn't change anything. So when we come back from break, we're going to be talking about what's the point of having these types of relationships. What are we supposed to learn? What are we supposed to get out of it? How are we supposed to act? What do we need to do? What do we learn from, and how do we safeguard ourselves? So stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. Two shakes. Are you an artist? Do you want to get more exposure? Are you empowered when you create and even more empowered when you work helping others? There's a place you can get exposure for your work. Connect with art lovers. Sell your work and give back all in one place. Artforyourcause.com. Selling your art and getting exposure doesn't have to be difficult. You owe it to you and your work to get it out to the public, to inspire and touch the hearts of people who possess and acquire your work. Go to artforyourcause.com and start the journey today. Do you want to champion philanthropic projects like helping the rainforest and helping the homeless? Well, you can do that with your own artwork, and you can get exposure and you can get recognition. Go to artforyourcause.com/Ashley. That's artforyourcause.com/Ashley and start your journey today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The House passed a $550 billion infrastructure bill on Friday night, 228 to 206, sending the measure to President Joe Biden's desk after months of limbo and a long-awaited win for Democrats.
Probably starting within the next 2 to 3 months, as we get things, shovels in grounds and in the ground, and people being told they're going to be working, doing the following things, and things are going to move.
Only 13 House Republicans voted for the bill, alongside all but 6 Democrats. The top Democrat in the Virginia House of Delegates conceded on Friday the party had lost its majority in the lower chamber to Republicans in Tuesday's election. In a statement, Virginia Speaker of the House, Democrat Eileen Filler Corn, said she is proud of the campaigns our incumbents and our challengers ran. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
We'll be right back.
up and jump in the deep end on perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been talking about distractions, responsibilities, and taking that personal growth next step. And what is next? Many of us are questioning our own reality right now. We never dreamed that what happened in our country could have happened in our country, and it did. It really did. I know, let it sink in. It's not going to sink in for a while. It really hasn't sunk in with everybody. I mean, it's kind of been like the sleepover party that didn't end for 6 weeks. And now it's all going to wake up, and many of us are going to come out of this thing. And I've been living my life the same. I've been going to work every day. I've been working Monday through Saturday. It's been a little quiet, but I've been doing the same thing, right? My closet still needs cleaning. Okay, I haven't done any of that. But I will tell you one thing. I've been doing my same thing, my same routine every day, and I know that many people haven't. And I think that it's time for us to awaken to the reality of where we are and how quickly things can change and how something like that can change our life on a dime. Now, we need to really realize the distractions in our life, eliminate the ones that don't help us, eliminate the ones that aren't going to lead to our purpose or calling, you know, because if there is something that you really want to change, if there is something that you think is appalling in our country or in our world, do something about it. Don't just sit there and think about it. Don't just sit there and do something about it. But if you really do care about something like that, then, you know, research it and dedicate your time to it. But if you're not going to do something, the distractions just mound up and take us off target, right? So here, I want to talk about those next steps. And first off, I want you all to think about that. Are you personally judging yourself? Are you personally judging yourself right now? Have you started realizing how much you judge yourself? I mean, I think that the more time you spend on your own, the more you realize you really put yourself down a lot. You can be your worst critic. Are you? And how tough are you on yourself? Better yet, how tough are you on the people around you? Okay? Are you a perfectionist? And we know what perfectionism is, right? That's learned from childhood. That's learned from childhood because we don't feel like we're good enough. And we were told that we weren't good enough at some point in our life, right? Either mom or dad or grandma or grandpa, you know, showed us. And they didn't probably, some people probably did mean to, but most did not mean to. But it taught us that we had to be perfect in order to get respect and love, right? And so we began to be more perfect. We tried to be better than we were. And then we fall into that slippery slope cycle. And that becomes a problem, right? And then we can't seem to do anything right, can't finish things. And then we get to that point where we become this perfectionist, but then we become a perfectionist in every level of our life, putting ourselves down and being our worst critics. Okay, right now I want us to take a little break. I want us to think about sound. I want us to think about the power of sound. I want us to think about what we can learn from that, because we have a tendency of not realizing just what humming or what focusing on our own sound and our own mind and creating it, the value that it can provide. I know that many of us understand the value of music, but what about this? Liz London is the creator of the Portal to the Divine. She's also a resident sound alchemist. I mean, how many people have a sound alchemist on their show, okay? She's going to be live in studio next week as well. We're going to be playing some instruments. She's going to bring me one. And so let's get into the groove of how we can start healing ourselves and calming ourselves through sound. Liz, great to have you in studio today. How are you doing?
I'm good. Greetings, everyone. Thanks for joining us today. Last week, we introduced you to a humming exercise, so let's review. Now, one of the greatest things about humming as a self-created sound healing vibration is that it can be nearly inaudible, at least to other people. So you can be humming away, creating powerful resonance for yourself and perhaps triggering beneficial chemical reactions, and no one will know. Humming is something everyone can do and does do. Humming is a sound where you usually make a low, steady drone sound like that of a bee. Try it now. So today we're going to introduce you to a new exercise called conscious humming. So what is conscious humming? Conscious humming is when the sound is generated while humming is actually directed inward to a specific place inside your body that may need assistance or healing. Since humming is the most inwardly directed of all sounds, as noted, many believe it is the most powerful for creating an internal massage of your body. The more we work with consciously humming, the more we're able to control the resonance of the hum so that it can vibrate in the places where it is projected. In order to begin to consciously hum, let's first find a comfortable place to sit where you can make a sound and not be disturbed. In addition, particularly with these exercises, it is a good idea to close your eyes, which seems to enhance your ability to experience the resonance of the hum and the power of your self-created sounds. It is important because many times it is necessary to focus your attention on the sounds you are creating in order to feel them. Now let's begin our new humming, conscious humming exercises. Now listen closely. I would like you to gently block one of your ears with a finger from each hand. Your left hand will be blocking your left ear and your right hand your right ear. While this additional humming exercise may seem simple, it can have a profound result. By shutting out external noises, you will be amplifying your own sound, enhancing your experience of humming. And we want our hum to be as powerful and as resonant as possible. So now let's take some slow, deep, diaphragmatic breaths through your nose, making sure your mouth is closed. Now let's begin humming for one and complete inhale and hum, exhale. One more time. Inhale, covering your ears. Can you feel a difference between the first hum we did and these? Now let's do the exercise again, and this time when we're humming, we'll direct the sound to some part of our body that may need assistance. Okay, hands over the ears, breathe in, hum, out, hum. Okay. Directing the sound wherever you want. Now I was rather amazed to find that blocking the ears with a finger is also called Brahmahari Pranayama. It is actually considered an advanced sound yoga technique and said to be good for numerous physical and emotional conditions. We're simply experiencing the power of the hum through consciously directing our humming, also known as yogic humming. Please note that the more you practice, the more proficient you will become at projecting the hum to different parts of your body. This, of course, incorporates the concept of bringing in your intention. So let's think, is there a region of your body where you might like to resonate your hum? Perhaps you're experiencing some discomfort in the particular area of your head. You can learn to project the hum to that area. The odds are you'll begin to experience relief or healing. Through reviewing the list of physiological benefits of humming, you'll realize there are many positive attributes you can receive from this sonic activity. This is important because many times it's necessary to focus your attentions on the sounds you are creating in order to feel them. So thanks for joining us today learning about conscious humming. Next week I'll be live in the studio with Ashley and we'll be playing one of the sound instruments for maximum effect of sound massage.
Yay, I can't wait, Liz. That's going to be great. And maybe you can bring me one to play too.
Of course.
We got to have fun. We got to have fun in the studio,
it's
right?
It's going to be fun. Everybody's work. That's the name of the game. We got to have fun.
Well, I look forward to seeing you next week, Liz.
Well, me too. Thanks, everybody. I'm away.
I love that. I'm going to be humming a lot today, so everybody try this out. It's a stress reliever. It's something that will change your life forever, and she's going to be in the studio next week live. So, and I'm going to be playing an instrument as well, so I'll be joining in. You know, next, Dan Nelson is our resident historian, and the neatest thing about Dan's stories, and we've kind of had like this connection to the story throughout the last week and understanding. I think this story and the main character in the story, this female, is very interesting because we realize that women didn't have a lot of rights back then. We also realize that women didn't have a lot of ability to take themselves and to change their situation. We also realize that certain people had a lot of power, were able to do whatever they wanted to do, and that same thing doesn't seem to change now. And so this story is very interesting. It has obviously some change in it, but also it shows us how some things haven't changed and some things have changed a lot. Dan, great to have you on Live Your True Life Perspectives. How are you doing?
Doing great. a beautiful weekend again here.
It is beautiful, and I'm looking forward to the rest of your story because, you know, women's rights have changed quite a bit, and it's interesting how we see her life, and then we also interesting to see how it actually progressed and changed, and she was actually to create a better life for herself.
Yep, she absolutely took some, as you would say, in tying into this episode, she took some personal growth steps to change her situation. It was very difficult for women to change things back then. I mean, basically got married and the guy called the shots, and then you had, you know, a family was generally created, and sort of like, you know, you worked through that the rest of your life. There wasn't, you know, other options to consider.
Very powerful. So let's, okay, so what happens this time to her, and what is the ending on this?
All right, well, basically what you had is, keep in mind that she was mistreated by her first husband, who was twice her age, so he abandoned her with her three kids. She took up with a neighbor next door who was 20 years older, and now she's a mother of 10, and she's looking to leave her provider. So she asked to be separated by the court from George Gardner, and he stopped troubling her, so she's over George. And the court, finding out they were never, ever properly married, got quite upset, fined both of them, and they passed a law to say, you know, prevent that from happening again. Meanwhile, Herod became an avid Quaker convert. So she joined the Quaker movement, which was not particularly well accepted by the authorities back then. So in 1658, she stepped into the public view. And just to quote an observer here, Herod Gardner, mother of many children and an inhabitant in Newport, Rhode Island, being moved by the measure of God to carry her message towards Weymouth, took with her the youngest two children, one that fed upon her breast. A journey that, considering her condition, no one could have expected her to accomplish, but her faith was made strong through weakness, and according to the will of God, she finished her testimony at Weymouth in Boston Colony, where the people witnessed her words. Well, they were so excited that she did that, that the Puritan governor of Boston, John Endicott, who, after cursing and threatening her, committed Herod and the girl that assisted her to the jailer, and they each received 10 stripes with a threefold cord of the covenant. That's basically a rope twisted into three parts, which gives it some biblical meaning. And it was said at the time that such a barbarous act, you know, whipping.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. We're at the end of our show today. At the end of the show, we have a little few things to recap, because if you're in a relationship where you find yourself proving your value all the time, and it's not understood, and the other person doesn't get it, constantly proving your innocence, constantly proving who you are, you know what? Why? After a while, it's like, oh, for the love of God. It's painful. It's a struggle. It's uncool. It's unhealthy. It's unproductive. But it's a perfect storm for the programming that we have been inundated with. Because, you know, we believe that if somebody else knows our value, then we're valuable. And that's the problem. We should be valuable even if we don't even know if anybody knows that we're valuable. And that's one of the hardest things that I think that many people ever learn in their entire life. And that's something that I help my clients do on a daily basis. And it takes some time to get there. But doggone it, when we get there, it is awesome. Most people don't even know. They can't even fathom where they came from. And that's why I ask people to always keep a journal so they can see how far they've come. Because otherwise they wouldn't believe me. That's why I keep notes on every session to go back to the first session and I'll bring it up and they'll be like, oh my gosh, gotta be kidding me. Can't believe I was there. It's because we've been allowing this in our life for so long. And so one of the things I want you to remember is that if you're dealing with one of these relationships, whether it's a marriage, romantic relationship, friendship, we have to stop proving ourselves today. Today is the last day of proving. Yesterday was the last day. 1 hour ago, 20 minutes ago, was the last day. 20 minutes ago. I need you to think about this. You got to do it. You got to be consistent. You got to be like, oh my gosh, this hurts, but you're going to do it. You're going to be like, wow. And it's hard in the beginning. And it's hard to sit there and say, well, you know what? I got to go run an errand or whatever, or I don't agree with you. Or whatever's happening, right? So we have to be consistent in that. We have to understand that. We have to also be like, okay, I don't need to defend myself. I don't need to go through this. I don't need to do this in my life. And I want you to realize, like, I don't want you to get angry. I want you to try to augment the argumentation and the anger and try to transmute that into a new way of life and seeing the mindful high ground. Okay? If you can see the mindful high ground, that's what I deal with. I have some clients right now that we're dealing with what? We're dealing with anger. We're dealing with rage. And it's like, let's not, when you get into a rage moment, we don't need to go fight to fight with somebody, right? Because when somebody says something negative or nasty to us, the tendency is to, oh, you want to fight? You want to do this? You want to bring it on? No, 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 no. I get that. I understand that. But we have to change that programming. We don't need to fight them. We don't need to give in to them. When we give in to them, we're giving them strength over us. We're allowing them to control us. We're allowing them to take their power over us. I want you to think about that every single time that you defend yourself to the other person, you are giving your power away. So guess what? I don't think they deserve your power. Do you? I think it's time to take our power back. So I want you to think about this, because there's a lot more things to do, but you got to do this first before we could go any further. This is the first step, and this first step is the hardest. Okay, we got to stop doing the programming. We got to stop getting thrown into the arguments. We got to stop getting argumentative and fighting. We have to let it go, take a break, move on, do what we have to do. And guess what? Wow, I'm telling you, you do this for 2 weeks, you're going to feel different. And they're going to fight you on it because they're not used to this. They're going to try to get you into an argument. They're going to try to get you into a fight because they want that, because that's the energy that they want. That's what they want you to do. That's what they like. They like that energy. Don't give it to them. It's going to take some mindfulness. It's going to take some emotional stepping back. But I need you to see your truth, because the more that you realize your truth, the less that they can pull you in. The less they can pull you in, guess what? You're going to pull your energy back. You're going to start getting that power back. Guess what? You're going to start feeling better and better and better. We're going to start getting a solid self-esteem and self. We're going to start improving on ourselves, and we're going to start seeing that. Great show coming up for you next week. Stay tuned. We have a lot going on. If you haven't already, check out the website, AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBERGES.com. Go to YouTube. Just put in AshleyBERGES. New video content every week. Hope to see you next week. Thanks for tuning in. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'll be back this time. Three shakes.
It is interesting to see how the subjects on Ashley's True Life show and current events so often correlate with past events. As Ashley says, history often repeats itself. Our ancestors' genealogy research comes across great stories from the past that tie to families and our shared history regarding what happens in our country and our community. Ancestors' clients have had ancestors that were colonizers, explorers, founders of religions, gunslingers, kings and queens, knights, pirates, heroic soldiers, witches, and witch hunters. Let's find out who the characters are in your family tree. So please reach out today by going to our website, www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's dancestorsgenealogy.com, and fill out a contact request, and we'll get right back to you.